Let's catch up with Simon Colster, a regular contributor on BBC Radio Silent for some time. You'll have heard him on our Daily Thought feature. We're going to follow him, though, for a year as he tries to get a grant to develop new medicines. And he's on the air for an update right now. Welcome back, Simon.
Yes, good morning, James.
Good morning. How's it going, and how are you getting on with securing funding?
Oh, well, yes. The last couple months have been a little bit up and down, actually. There's sort of two different things I'm sort of aiming to try and do. The first is to get a full-time position at a university where I can sort of have a lab and establish a lab. And I've had two job interviews in the last couple months, and unfortunately didn't get either of those. So that's a bit of a shame.
Yeah.
But then the other thing I'm trying to do is to apply directly to funding bodies such as the Wellcome Trust or the Medical Research Council in order to get money that I can then approach a university and say, hey, I've got this grant. Can I set up a lab at your university? And I've got one down so far. Unfortunately, I applied to the Wellcome Trust, didn't get that, but I've got another application going in this week, and then I've got two more later on in the year, so I'm hoping something will come out of that.
And we're talking about quite a lot of money here, aren't we? For example, the Wellcome Trust application would have been a £600,000 grant.
Yeah, and that's correct, because it has to cover my salary, the salary of a research assistant, and then also the research costs for, I think this one was over a five-year period.
Right.
So, yes, there's quite a bit of money involved, and it's obviously rather competitive to get as well.
Yeah.
And in the current funding situation, it's quite difficult to get jobs at universities, and then as for these grants, it's only about a 5% success rate, so it's quite difficult to do, and I'm sort of scratching my head trying to work out the best strategy and the best way to present my projects.
I know that, just for new listeners, you're a junior medical researcher. I know you're interested in developing new medicines for diseases such as Alzheimer's and arthritis and variant CJD. So these are really out there, upfront subjects, and they're areas that people are very interested in. Does that make it easier to get funding, or do you think it makes it harder because everyone else is thinking, well, Alzheimer's is very much something people want to work on?
It's funny because in some ways it makes it, well, from a government perspective, it makes it easier because they say, oh, well, we're putting all this money into the research into that particular area. But because there's lots of money going into that area, there's a competition from a lot of people saying, all right, let's work on that. So you have more people who are interested in researching Alzheimer's, so it's more competitive for the actual researchers.
Yeah.
Which in a way I suppose is good, because that means only the really good people get the money and are able to do the research. But on the other hand, when you're sort of a bit more junior and not so high up the ladder, it's sort of harder to get your foot on the rung.
1 year left on your current contract, so you need to sort... That's why we're following you over this year,
because
it's like the clock is ticking, isn't it?
Well, it has been, and my contract is technically out at the end of October. However, in my current position in London at University College London, we've had some quite good successes in a couple of the projects I'm working on with my boss, and he's been quite successful in getting further funding. So it looks as if a big pharmaceutical company is going to take on certainly one of the drugs we've been developing for a disease called systemic amyloidosis and take that into phase one trials as of next year. So patients will actually see this drug that previously has only been an experimental one.
And before I let you go, systemic amyloidosis, I hope I got that right. What is that, very briefly?
It's a very rare disease. However, if you live past the age of 80, almost everyone has it. So it's sort of a disease of aging. So it's the sort of thing that people don't worry about too much now because of diseases like cancer and stuff, but once we've got cures for cancers and things, this will be the next sort of set of diseases that people who are very old get and end up dying
and
from.
And its main symptom is?
Heart failure and kidney failure.
Thank you. That's right.
Not very nice.
You're doing very well. The 1 minute medical show. Look, Simon, we'll talk again very soon. Thank you for coming on the show.
Excellent.
And keep me posted, all right?
Thanks, Julian.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Simon Colster with an update. I thought he did rather well there to explain.
He certainly
did. You can
see
why he's applying for research grants.
Absolutely.